You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For the final time in 2025, how are we doing today? McMonagle here with you. I got you for 5 hours. A five-hour ride. That's right. It's not to midnight. We'll be riding till midnight, though. Even the kiddies are riding to midnight tonight on this New Year's Eve. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. And again, we'll be taking your calls for 5 hours. We've got Nico on the other side. And we'll take you through this afternoon right here on The Fan. And you know, it is New Year's Eve. And I'm trying to be positive. I did the morning with Jerry on Monday, and he was trying to give me the bright side of the New York Giants. And we're going to start with the New York Giants, because I can't yell about Aaron Glenn any longer. I can't yell about the Jets. God knows we can't talk any, like, the hot topic isn't the baseball teams who are doing nothing, although I'm going to yell about them a little bit later. And we'll get to the Knicks and everything else, and maybe even give you some hot takes leading into 2026. And something that needs to be gone away with in 2026. We'll do that as well. We'll have some fun. We'll take your calls, 888-808-1019. But I'm trying to be positive about the Giants, right? Because I was talking to Brian Baldinger yesterday, and he gave me all the same things that Jerry gave me and all the same things that I can come up with, right? Jackson Dart, how good he looks, how confident I am in him, his ability to run and throw, the way he uplifted the team, right? Any coach would want to come coach him. Any coach would want to come and coach Malik Nabers and Cam Scataboo and a bunch of talent on the defense, right? And there's reasons to be positive. Get the right head coach in here. There should be some candidates out there available. We'll figure out if Mike Tomlin is available. We'll figure out possibly if John Harbaugh is available. It's probably most likely in my mind, outside of maybe someone mentioned yesterday the Bills letting go of McDermott, but outside of that, this should be the most prized job on the market after Black Monday. I truly believe that. And I believe there can be a fast turnaround. We have seen that in the NFL. It's built that way. We're watching the Bears win a division. We're watching the Patriots be one of the best teams in football. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Giants make this leap next year. And I'm trying to be positive, but I can't help myself because I am so damn scared of what's going to happen on Sunday. And here we are again. Yes, that's right. That is right. I am so freaking scared, and I'm going to make a statement right now. I'm going to make a statement right now that's hard. One final flip-flop before we head in to 2026. One final flip-flop. I am against Joe Shane. I don't think he's done a good enough job. I don't think he deserves to make the draft pick. I don't deserve he believes to be the GM. But you know what? Honestly, as I keep thinking about this, and I watch, you know, the clips that are coming out from Hard Knocks and HBO about, you know, Jackson Dart walking off the field, giving the pound to Joe Shane, saying we need to do more of this and everything. I honestly hope either he's coming back or the decision has already been made with Joe Shane and he knows what's happening. Because I'm telling you right now, if he believes that he has to win this game against the Cowboys, if he believes that, and you've already heard Mike Kafka come out and say that they're playing the game, that everybody's playing the full game, they're attacking it like any other game this year, it's balls to the wall, ladies and gentlemen, balls to the wall to make sure they beat the Dallas Cowboys the last game of the season. Balls to the wall. As the Cowboys are going to start Dak, but if you listen to the way the owner spoke on his radio show, right, they're not going to play him the whole game. So what it sounds like, Dak's not going to play this entire game. They just, cut Trayvon Diggs for wanting to stay with his family on Christmas. I have no idea what kind of game plan, I have no idea what kind of team the Dallas Cowboys are going to show up and want to be on Sunday afternoon. And I know this. When I tried to just paint that picture of the Giants being this team that could turn it around next year and be this attractive place to come and be the next head coach and take this team with the talent it has, part of that was that you had a top draft pick. A top draft pick. And I know we put all the emphasis on the Tank Bowl against the Raiders, right? And I'm bummed they won that game. We can get into all the different reasons why, but it, you know, we could argue about that all we want. The fact of the matter is, right now, it's one thing to tell me they're going to be the two pick, right? And now we've got Dante Moore, who might come out of Oregon. Already a lot of talk about him being right up there. We'll see. There's other quarterbacks. Chris, you can't. It's not just a one quarterback draft. Other quarterbacks will make their way to the top, whether it's a pro day, whether it's the combine, whether it's obviously, you know, whether or not, you know, Moore comes out and how he plays in the tournament. Like, don't worry about it. Even at number two, you can get a big pick. You can get a big return. Because I got to tell you, Giant fans, and I know many of you disagree, but if we have to go through this slop of a season, watch the coach get fired, watch big lead after big lead slip through their fingers, ugly weekend after ugly weekend, losing game after game, falling down the standings, watching everything happen, keeping the GM, firing the coach, not firing the defensive coordinator, Mike Kafka looking lost, the concussion to Jackson Dart, the talk around Jackson Dart's game, the questions whether or not he's the future quarterback, watching injury after injury, another miserable, dead, disgusting New York Giant season on our hands yet again. And if I have to go through 16 weeks of that only to have the one idea of the saving grace of the season to have a top pick when they already have the quarterback and the ability to trade back and get a ton of picks that can help fill out this roster that needs defensive backs, that needs safeties, cornerbacks, needs a linebacker, could always use offensive linemen, could use players all over the field to help put a roster around this young quarterback that we all believe in. That's what the minute Mendoza won the Big Ten championship and made those throws down the end of that game, that was the thought. He's a big-time prospect. We're at the top of the draft. Let's get that big pick and have a big haul. And I'm telling you right now, if I have to go through 16 weeks, and that's the problem, not winning in week 17 and not maybe beating the Dallas Cowboys, but going through the 16 weeks hoping that they could get that big return. And now you look at it, and again, Dak, I don't know how much he's going to play, but it sounds like he's not going to play the whole game. They're having inward fighting about, you know, Trayvon Diggs literally got cut because he wanted to stay with his family. At least these are the reports that he wanted to stay with his family in Washington and not fly back to Dallas. And they told him no. Big argument. They've released one of their better players. Like, I don't know what kind of damage that will cause. And we'll get into that, whether it's, you know, players playing on Christmas, you know, Draymond Green complaining about it. He wants to stay with his family, told no, then he's released. I don't know what's going on inside the Cowboys. I don't know how hard they're going to play. They've got a coach in place. They've certainly got a GM in place. They have everything in place. Nobody needs to win that game. Nobody needs to prove anything. I wonder how much they're going to play. And the New York Giants, and this is why I think that I'm hopeful for the first time. I'm hopeful the reports are true.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Because we know Mike Kafka is going to coach to win the game. We know the players on the field are going to play to win the game. But the decisions on the roster, whether it's Wandell Robinson, who's missing practice today because of ribs, Theo Johnson, who's sick, Abdul Carter, who's sick, they've got a handful of guys. Dexter Lawrence has been nursing an injury all year. Burns doesn't have to play this whole game. Dexter Lawrence doesn't have to play this game. Because if you look at it right now, the New York Giants, if they beat the Dallas Cowboys, they could fall to as far as 7. A lot of people called me up the other morning with Jerry and said, Chris, don't worry. Second pick's just as good. It's just as good. And hey, theoretically, right, the Chiefs are playing a third string quarterback. Raiders could win that game. The players want to win. Pete Carroll wants to win. He's probably getting fired. He wants to win that game. These are the teams that are ahead of the New York Giants right now, or behind the New York Giants right now in the draft. Tennessee with 3 wins, tied with the Giants with 3 wins and behind them in the draft. Tennessee at Jacksonville. Arizona, they're playing at LA against the Rams. The New York Jets with 3 wins at Buffalo. And then you've got Washington at Philly with 4 wins, Cleveland at Cincinnati. If the Giants win, they would fall behind every other team on that list that would lose. They could fall back as far as 7. As far as 7. And I'm telling you right now, that is not the way to kick off the new year for Giant fans. If you make me sit through this slop for 16 weeks, watch this garbage for 16 weeks, and then give me 2 meaningless wins like you did 2 years ago when Tommy DeVito cost them Daniels or May. If they go out and beat the Dallas Cowboys, and I hate that they've done this to me, and I hate I have to root against them against the Cowboys, but I'm telling you right now, what if the Giants fall back to 7th and kiss goodbye the idea of trading and making a haul of a bunch of picks, instead take the 7th best player in what is best described as a mediocre draft, I am going to be sick. I don't know what kind of team Dallas is going to be on Sunday. And I'm sorry. I hate to do this one more time in. I want to be positive, but part of the positivity around the New York Giants is having that top pick. And I can't go from owning and having control of the first round pick the last 2 weeks of the year and then falling all the way to 7th. You can paint me the brightest picture. You can tell me how much beating the Cowboys will help them. Not if the Cowboys take Dak off the field. Not if the Raiders give up and don't play their best players. There is nothing to be gained. Nothing. This team has won playoff games and followed it up with 40-0 to the Cowboys week 1 of the next season. There is nothing to be gained. And I'm sorry, as I sit here and I think about Dak not playing, the Cowboys having nothing to play for, and the possibility of a GM still feeling like he is under some scrutiny and that he would like to give the Maras and the Giants organization a win against the division-hating Cowboys, who they haven't beaten forever, at home in front of, I don't know, several fans of the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium. And you've got a coach who's trying desperately just to be relevant and still get an offensive coordinator job probably next year. And a quarterback who desperately wants to win. And a team who feels like, you know, doing what they do. And I'm watching the highlights. You got them going up and down the bench, you know, pumping themselves up against the Raiders. Real excited to win this football game. It's one thing to fall from 1-2. If the New York Giants are standing there in April with the same GM and the 7th overall pick, I'm sorry, that is an enormous gut punch to me as a New York Giant fan who waded through 16 weeks of crap. We were Andy Dufresne. We were Andy Dufresne for 16 weeks crawling through a tunnel of crap. And to get on the other side clean was a top pick that they can trade and get a huge haul for and add a ton of players to this roster. And if we come out of that tunnel only to stand in a puddle and that the rain had already stopped and we're standing there filthy with the 7th overall pick, I'm going to be annoyed. Let's not start the new year like that. 888-808-1019. Giants need to lose this game desperately because I just can't. Because, again, and the bigger point is, like, That pick is what makes it enticing. Right now, we have major concerns about this general manager and whether or not the idea that you would have a general manager with this many losses attached to his name, a young coach, an experienced head coach, whomever, is not going to want to come in, join an organization, work with hand in hand a GM, build that relationship, get hired by this GM who's leading the search, get off to a lousy start or have a rough week, rough year one for whatever reason, and then feel like immediately that GM is on the hot seat because he can't afford another losing season. Coaches don't want to come into an unstable situation. It sounds like the Giants are going to give them that. You also have to give them the top pick, not the seventh pick, where you could take an Evan Neal. Not the seventh pick, where you're talking about one player to impact this roster instead of the massive haul that could be coming. And I hate it. And I'm sorry, but I can't get over the fact that yet again, last week we had to do it, this week we have to do it, and yet again, the New York Giants are going to be playing the Dallas Cowboys, the most bitter rival for many Giant fans. For me, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. But for many Giant fans, the Cowboys are the worst. They haven't beat the Cowboys in forever. Dak Prescott has not lost to the New York Giants since his rookie season. Has not lost to him since his rookie season. And I got to sit there and hope he plays the whole game. And hope they beat the crap out of the Giants. Because a loss is a disaster. And I'm so sick of this organization putting me in this position. But as I was looking through it today, Dan Duggan, who covers the Giants for The Athletic, was talking about it. They could fall back to as far as seventh. I hate to say it, but I hope Joe Shane's in place. I hope he's in place and he recognizes this game has to be treated the way the Cowboys are treating it. Dexter Lawrence does not need to play this whole game. Burns does not need to play this whole game. Wandale Robinson, if he's got a rib injury, he sits. Abdul Carter, not feeling well, doesn't have to play the game. Theo Johnson, not feeling well, go work on your hands in the offseason. We'll see you next year. It's one thing to move from one to two. You can't fall to seventh.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.